from time to time, we do something a little bit different on Sunday evenings. And tonight, I want to show you a video. I got it, this in my text message the other day. Brother Sexton sent me a message, and he said, "This is my latest video. It's on YouTube." And so I was thinking about this afternoon. Debbie and I were coming back from Monroe, and I told her, I said, "You know, I think the Lord might have us watch this video with Brother Ralph." And she said, "Well, that sounds good." And so I pulled it up this afternoon, and I was just kind of scrolling through it, and I began to read the comments. And to be honest with you, comments ticked me off. And what the comments were was, some of them were saying, "Oh, this is great, this is great." But then every once in a while, there'd be one, "This guy needs to, he's a heretic, he needs to quit preaching this heresy." And all I'm thinking is, you can't argue with the message, so you attack the messenger. So I started scribbling on a piece of paper, and then I couldn't read it, so I had to come back and type it. And so, depending on the time, because I'm going to get you out of here on time, we got a deacon's meeting tonight. Depending on our time, I'm going to give a rebut to some of these comments. And so, or I'm going to give you a rebut to the attacks on Ralph. If it were just me, I wouldn't give a rip. But he's my friend, and I believe he's God's man. And so we're going to watch this video on the Middle East. It's about 34 minutes, and we'll go from there. And if it's not loud, jack it up so we can hear it, because I'm deaf. All right, I don't have time really to go over my 7 points. But anyway, if you want to know, we're talking about the Battle of Gog and Magog. If you look in your Bible at Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, you will see there in that chapter, those two chapters, you will read about Persia. That is modern day Iran. So when you read in the Old Testament about Persia, that is today, it is Iran. He mentioned how that sometimes our media is trying to make the Ayatollah to be a grandfather. He's specifically talking about the New York Times and the Washington Post, because both of those newspapers, if you can call them that, they ran stories about how wonderful he was to the Iranian people. I have a real problem whenever you're willing to kill school children, and then you have people and they go, "Oh, isn't he sweet?" No, he's evil. And he's in hell today. Am I glad about that? I shouldn't be, but I don't feel sorry for him. Not with the evil that he did. He could have been saved if he had put his faith in Christ instead of in a pedophile prophet and a God that's not God.